During a disciplinary watchdog meeting of Communist Party of China on Tuesday, Xi Jinping told the group combating corruption is a long-term complicated task. He says anti-corruption efforts must be consistent.
The mainstream of our party members is good, but we should soberly recognize that corruption is still prone to occur quite frequently in certain areas. Some major law violation cases have had a negative impact, and the anti-corruption situation is still severe. We must have the resolution to fight every corrupt phenomenon, punish every corrupt official, and constantly eradicate the soil which breeds corruption, so as to earn people's trust with actual results.
Xi Jinping has also spoken of the need to increase the supervision of government leaders. He says this should include changing the way the party's publicity department works.
The public only trusts a clear government, and the public only gives their support to the kind of government that exerts its power properly. We should continue to build a disciplinary and prevention mechanism to curb corruption. Party members should keep in mind that no one can enjoy absolute power above the law. Anyone who exercises power should serve the people, be accountable for the people, and consciously accept supervision of the people.
He Zengke is a legal expert from the China University of Political Science and Law.
Anti-corruption campaign must be carried out under the rule of law instead of the rule of man. We need to enact a law to supervise public officials to declare and publicize their property and asset on a regular basis. Meanwhile, the decision-making power on big issues should also be made into law. What is more, we should not only target the lower-ranking officials in the anti-corruption campaign, higher-ranking officials must also be under strict supervision.
More than 4,600 county or higher-level officials were punished by the CPC's disciplinary department last year. For CRI, I'm Wei Tong.